Okay, let's get cracking. We are going to continue our trek through the second parak of Maseches Brachos with Parak Beis Mishnah Ches, and then we're going to begin Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph as well. Says the Mishnah, Chasan Imrat Likros Kriya Shema Laila Harishon Kore, a Chasan Igrum, if he wants to recite Kriya Shema on the night of his wedding, he may absolutely do so. This might sound somewhat familiar because in Parak Beis Mishnah Hey, Rabbi Gamliel told us that he decided that even though it was the night of his wedding, he decided, how could I possibly not be mekabel alav O Malchus Shemayim? How could I not accept upon myself the kingship of Hashem? And therefore he decided to take it upon himself to recite Kriya Shema on the night of his wedding, even though he was not obligated to do so. And that's what this mission is coming to reinforce, that a chassan who wants to read Kriya Shema on the night of his wedding may do so. But finishes off the Mishnah and finishes off the Perek. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, the son of Rabban Gamliel, lo kol harotza litol es Hashem yitol. Not everyone who wants to take upon himself this reputation of being a holy special person to recite Kriya Shema on the night of their wedding, even when they don't have to, should do so. Says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, that my father, Rabban Gamliel, he was a holy person. He was someone on the night of his wedding, he could focus, he could still remain concentrated on being mekabel alav, on accepting upon himself the malchus, the kingship of Hashem, even on the night of his wedding. But the average person should not do so. The average person should not say Kriya Shema on the night of their wedding. And really the Bartanura points out that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's concern is that a person will come off very arrogant. Look at me, I'm so special, I'm so holy, I'm so righteous and pious that I can do this. Only Rabbi Gamliel and people like Rabbi Gamliel, holy, holy, righteous people, should be doing so. Just to know, we do not paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. We hold like the first opinion in the Mishnah, like Rabbi Gamliel himself, who holds that anyone who believes that he can focus appropriately, that he can think about what it means to say Shema, to focus on accepting Hashem as our King on the night of your wedding, you may absolutely do so, not only for holy tzaddikim, but for all of us as well. Now we begin Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Misha Meso Muta Lefanov, someone who has a dead body laying down in front of him. Pater Mikriya Shema Min HaTfila Umin HaTfilin. He is exempt, he's not obligated in Kriya Shema, in Tfila, in davening, Umin HaTfilin, and putting on tefillin. Now the truth is, it doesn't mean someone who literally has a dead body laying in front of him. It's referring specifically to someone who has a relative who just passed away but has not been buried. Such a person whose relative, whose parent, whose child, whose sibling, and so on, passed away, and it's before the kvura, it's before the burial of that person, he is called an onen, which means that he's potter, he's not really supposed to be doing mitzvos. The Mishnah here lists Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Tefillin, but really it refers to all mitzvos that should not be done until the burial takes place. Now there are a few reasons given for this. The simple reason alluded to by the Bar Tanura is because there's a concept of osik b'mitzvah, patr min ha-mitzvah. When you're involved in something, the relative of the person who passed away is involved in burying the dead, such a person should not be involved in anything else. Osik b'mitzvah, you're involved in a mitzvah, you're patr from all other mitzvos, and therefore the relative of such a person is patr from all other mitzvos. That's actually machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos, and the other opinion holds that the reason why an onen is putter from mitzvos, a person whose relative passes away, is putter from mitzvos before the burial takes place, is because he's so depressed, he's so upset, he's so downtrodden about the death, that we assume that he can't possibly focus on the mitzvah, that he can't possibly perform the mitzvah in the proper way. So two reasons given why an onen is putter, but regardless, someone whose relative passes away before the burial takes place is putter from mitzvahs. Now just to realize, you're not allowed to do averos. You can't eat non-kosher, you can't violate Shabbos and so on, you can't wear shatnez, right? You can't do any avera during this period of time, but you also don't do mitzvos either. Continues the Mishnah. No se hamita v'chilufein v'chilufei chilufein. A person who's carrying the bed of that's holding the dead body, and v'chilufein, and the people that are going to come to substitute them. In those days, there were so many people who wanted the opportunity to hold up the body, to do this mitzvah of meis mitzvah, to carry the body of the deceased, of the dead person. They would have subs. There would be one group, and then another group, and then another group. So says the Mishnah, the people carrying the body, the chilufein, and the people that are going to come carry the body, the substitutes, the chilufei chilufein, and the substitutes, eshelifnei hamita, those who are before the body, who already carried the body, the eshela achar hamita, and those who are behind the body, who are getting ready to carry the body. All of these are the people who are involved in the funeral. Eshela mita tzorach behen patur, and those who the body, who the burial of the person, the carrying of the bed of the body, needs them, right? If they're required, if they're busy and they're helping carry the body, they're patur from all mitzvos. Again, osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. That if you're involved in a mitzvah, then you're patur from all other types of mitzvos. But if you're not needed, if you're not required to be involved to help in any which way, then you are obligated. In Kriya Shema, we assume that you could have a focus, that you're not involved in an osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. You're not involved in another mitzvah, therefore you're still obligated in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But finishes off the Mishnah, Elu ve'elu, Keturin min ha-tfilah. But both groups of people, whether you were needed by the body at this particular moment to help the deceased, to help carry the bed, or you're not needed, Keturin min ha-tfilah, under both circumstances, you're pater from tfilah. You're not obligated in davening Shmona Esrei. And there are really two reasons given for this, either because tfilah is a dirabanan. Certainly the words of Shmona Esrei, the actual tefillah of Shmona Esrei, is midirabanan. It's a machlok, is about the act of tefillah once a day. It may perhaps, that's daraisa, at least according to the Rambam. But certainly carrying the body, elu ve'elu paturin min ha-tefillah. So you would be pater from tefillah either because it's dirabanan, and certainly if you're involved in this, in the act of helping, then you're pater from a dirabanan, from a rabbinic mitzvah. Or perhaps the other explanation is similar to what we said in the previous parak, when the tefillah requires greater level of kavana. Tefillah requires pouring our heart out to Hashem, beseeching Hashem, begging Hashem, and as such a greater level of kavana is needed, and therefore we assume that if you're involved at all in taking care of this body, and taking care of this bed carrying the body, then you will not be able to have any kavana, the appropriate kavana, when davening to Hashem in Shmona Esrei, and therefore you are not obligated in doing so. Have a great day.